This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Okay, everyone, put your hands on the planchette and we're going to play Ouija board.
Okay. The what?
We're going to play Ouija board.
No, I heard that. Put our hands on the what?
Planchette?
This nerd knows all of the parts to a Ouija board.
Kate Planchette?
Yeah, Kate Planchette. You know, Gladriel?
Yeah, I know who it is. She's not here, man.
What?
She ain't here. She ain't playing this game.
Where'd she go? Damn it.
JPC, I have bad news. I Googled it, and he's right. It's called a planchette. Guess how it's spelled.
Spirits of the room. Spirits of the room, please tell us, where is Kate Planchette? Oh, it's moving. It's moving.
What's it say? What's it say?
N-O. Huh.
R.
No. R.
Oh.
W. A.
No.
R-W-Y. What does it mean?
Norway? Norway? Norway. She's in Norway.
It was almost Norway.
Wait, so it's either an Australian saying no way or she's in Norway.
Honestly, I was trying to make it say north. I don't really understand what we're doing with the game, but so I hit N-O-R. That was all me. The rest of it.
Oh, wait, it's
ghost.
Still going I S B E S T. Norway is the best. Oh, wait, it's still going.
P-L-A-N-C-H-E-T-T-E. Planchette. It spelled its own name.
Norway is the best planchette. Spirits of the room, are you fucking with us?
N-O-R was me. I did that. And then the rest, I have no control over.
Oh, so it is Way is the best planchette.
Way is the best planchette.
Huh.
Oh, wait, it's spelled. Oh, wait. A-D-A-L space R-I-F-A-I.
What does it mean?
I'm out of Rafi.
Wait, it's moving. It's moving again. J-P-C- S-U-C-K-S. Okay, Aaron, that was
me.
You.
No.
Oh, Aaron and I both did it. We both
you
did
both
it.
Did that? I'm JPC Sucks.
P-L-A.
Oh, sweetie.
And with us is always Kate Planchette. Our third ghost.
E-T-E. I'm Aaron Keefe.
Oh, wait, and it's still going. J-V. Oh, J-V. What the fuck did J-V mean?
Interesting. Didn't want to spell the whole name, huh?
Oh, and it's really hovering around four, like, oh, four T-H, fourth, H-O-S-T.
I'll be brave. I'll give it a shot. J-A-N-E-T-V-A-R-N-E-Y.
Planchette! We made you wait
you
way too long.
You manifested me. I was in Norway, and all of a sudden, I felt like an atomic shift. And then all of a sudden, I was sitting in front of my computer recording with you. So, well done.
Wow.
Were you in the middle of something? I'm just asking because of your specific wardrobe.
Was I out saving trash animals?
Wow.
Okay. Wow. We call them Norwegians.
I'm so sorry.
Apologies to all of our Norwegian listeners.
I wasn't out saving trash animals. I was, and this needs to stay between us.
Okay.
But Norway has the best planchettes. So I usually head over there, grab a few planchettes. Yeah. I try not to eat them all on the plane.
And I forget, planchettes are like weird bananas?
No.
Uh-huh. Planchettes bread with diced tomatoes.
Bread with zucchinis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's because of the geothermal.
They say courgette for zucchini. Yeah.
Janet, I'll say it.
It's a planchette.
Where the heck have you been? We missed you. You left us here all by ourselves.
Yeah, what
We've
the
been
fuck?
Bored.
Listen, I've already given Adele a hard time about the fact that after I sung the praises of Hey Relationship, Relationship, you flaunted a new episode without me in it.
We had recorded
on the Patreon.
Before.
I tried to tell her.
I don't believe you, Aaron.
She broke all my toes. She broke all my toes.
I broke all of his toes.
The internet is going to come after me in a way.
What did you think was going to happen with that hammer?
I don't know. I thought it was we were doing a bit.
It was funny. And I don't know if you want to do this while you're on the show, but if you could at some point in this episode mention how you'd really love to be involved in one of our Hans Christian Andersen Patreon episodes. We've also already recorded one of those.
Okay.
So by all means,
please. It is a dream.
I swear, right now, the next Hey Relationship great. Relationship, I'm announcing it now, we'll have a fourth relationship expert host that will be there. The next one that comes around,
who is that going to be?
We don't know yet. We're doing a huge round of auditions, but you are our number one choice.
Janet, can we get a clean audio take that we can put in front of every single Patreon episode right now that's just you saying, wish I was in this?
Yeah. Wish I was in this.
Perfect. Casey,
clip
copy.
It. Casey, clip
See
it.
See what I did? I put a different emphasis. I put emphasis on a different word. I did a little bit of a different read.
I never give an actor a line reading. I've learned my lesson.
Never give an actor. Can I ask a quick question? This is old business. So is this a good time in the meeting of this episode bring up old business? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did not ask for the Kool-Aid man. He seems to have shown up anyway.
Did someone say old business?
Oh, no.
He has little business glasses on.
Kool-Aid man, famously a kaiju.
Yeah.
I wanted to feel like I was... I don't think I've done improv. Well, I did an episode of the other podcast, which shall not be named, otherwise it was Hello from the Magic Tavern. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, I feel like I'm very improv rusty. So I was like, I'll listen to one of the latest Hey Riddle Riddles. It'll get me in the mood, get me in the zone. So I listened to the Paul Ruddles episode.
Oh, thank God. One of our best improv
episodes.
Which
was great. There was a story that you told early in the show, Adel, in which you revealed that you were eating something that I assumed other people would have questions about, but you all flew right past it as if it was no big deal. And so I need to ask, just in case there were other listeners who kind of did like a shocked chicken
Moana
when I heard
chicken,
it, and then no one said anything. Is sauerkraut pizza normal?
No.
Sauerkraut pizza?
No.
And
so
one
that's
asked about
why,
sauerkraut pizza?
Here's my thing. It's like, you know how JPC has like a problem with authority?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's pretty clear. And like, that's defining of his personality.
Sure.
For sure.
Part of my personality is defined by like, I have to chase novelty. Like, I have
well,
to.
Well, yeah. I guess
anytime
I do that.
If there's 10 doors in front of me and one is like made out of like clown skin, I'm like, I got to go that door. Like, whatever's the weirdest thing I have to go towards. So anytime I go to a menu, like a restaurant, and I look at a menu or whatever it is, I have to go with the weirdest fucking thing on there. And so I saw the sauerkraut pizza and my brain said, what is this?
Yeah.
And my stomach said, please, no, thank you.
Uh-huh.
But then Arnie was like, I'll eat that with you because he's a very supportive tall man.
Great.
And we both were violently ill. That's the sickest I've ever been in my life. So
they're supposed to have like the good probiotics. Like I feel like I eat a fair amount of sauerkraut. I would never put it on a pizza. And then just to clarify, so JPC and Aaron didn't ask about that because that's just part of the lexicon of like Adel eating weird things. And it's like, don't even ask.
Let me tell you something about Adel. I've stopped asking a single follow up question about his eating habits after I found out he bites into a Kit Kat without breaking it. He just bites into it.
Yeah, just right into it.
That's not cool.
And so I go, You and food? None of my business.
I've also heard that story a bunch of times.
Ah, you've heard the story. That also checks out.
The first time I heard that story, I was like, sauerkraut pizza. But the more I hear the story, the more I'm like, man, I guess I would have been a dead stop on the sauerkraut pizza. That's what that really did me in. What's wild is that there are listeners from, I think, Des Moines. Is that what you said?
It was Des Moines, yeah.
Who correctly guessed the name of the restaurant. They were like, as soon as I heard it, I knew it had to be this place. And I was like, wow. Good on you.
That speaks well of Des Moines that there isn't more than one place that bothers to make sauerkraut pizza. You would hope they would know exactly where that came from.
Well, I think a lot of places make it. Only one place makes it bad.
Oh, no.
I will maybe blow everyone's minds and say 2 days later, Arnie and I split from a different pizza place, a Crab Rangoon pizza.
Oh, why?
So we did not learn our lesson.
No. Pretty immediately didn't learn it. Oh, man, that's a nightmare. I will say, though, you make a really good point. I do think that we need to be, just in general, dead-stopping Adel more.
Yeah.
We've been letting him get away with too much for too long.
High murder.
Real lazy.
Does the crab ring?
Does the sour match the kraut?
Is the crab rangoon pizza just crab rangoons on top, or is a crab rangoon pizza? Are there other accoutrements?
It wasn't just crab rangoon plopped down on it, because that would be anyone could fucking do that. Jamie Oliver does not make what they did. Was it's like the
deconstructed?
I don't think the crust was like rangoon. It wasn't like fried whatever that is. It's not phyllo dough, whatever that is. But it was basically. The elements were, it was deconstructed on top of it. So instead of tomato sauce, it was the sort of crab dip spread. And then strips of the covering were kind of placed all over.
We just saw JPC look over at his word of the day calendar that says accoutrement on it, and he's just nodding and smiling. You did it, buddy.
Turn that page. It's going to say planchette.
You meant to say Armand de Santé.
In my mind, you were like at a pizza place and you're like, I like sausage. And someone's like, green peppers goes well with that. And they're like, great. Does anyone want to add anything? And you're like, can we add some crab rangoons on top of that? Or, I see it's a specialty topic, so it adds 75 cents, but I think it's worth it.
Also, this adds a layer to one of our favorite moments from the show, which is me calling a pizza place and then you saying, baby, baby, crab rangoon. And the joke is that they don't have crab rangoon, but I guess you meant it. You wanted crab rangoon on your pizza.
Wow.
Just speaking from experience. Janet, can you think of the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? You're from Arizona. Does Arizona have anything like they're known for?
I mean, they have great Sonoran Mexican food. So there's ways that we could launch into that make that particular type of Mexican food special, but I don't
very diplomatic
with that
about
right
this.
Now.
Does anyone eat like the javelinas? Are javelinas a delicacy?
I don't think you can eat the javelinas. No. No, the thing that popped into my mind when you said that was that, and this is like pulling from like if you ate at this place, of course, but I did have the total pleasure of having dinner at Noma in Copenhagen, which is like a famous place to eat.
The world's most famous.
And they had ants on a log, which was like, I feel like it was like raw meat. Maybe someone that will have been there and was like, you're getting this totally wrong. This memory is distorted, Janet. But what I do know is that the ants were actual ants, and they were definitely ants, and there were other components of it that made it seem like something that I would get dared to eat, that I would never eat. But because I was at Noma and I was surrounded by people saying, like, this is the most extraordinary restaurant in the world, I ate it. And it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
Yeah.
Sisters of your parents or bugs? Please clarify quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said aunts and then you said aunts.
I said aunts.
No. I think it's funny when like really, really expensive cuisine goes all the way around to the other end where you're how was it? And it's like, I paid $600. I got to be honest. I think I ate three courses of bark at one point. I don't know
I'm
if they
sure
were being mean to me specifically as a bit or.
I ate a wasp in a Ziploc bag.
Say I ate a wasp and a zipper, which also seemed like it made sense.
That sounds like a phrase from the 20s of like, oh, you got your wasp and a zipper, see? Since I came home late, see?
It was really nice. Like, it was a really fun experience. At one point, the waiter did hold the back of my neck and make me swallow three pennies, dry swallow. And I was like, can I have a drink of water? And he really clenched the back of my neck and said, no, you have to dry swallow these pennies for a palate cleanser.
Janet, it almost sounds like you were, like, if you weren't as old as you are, which is an adult, it almost sounds like you were being bullied on a playground, yeah, and you, like, disassociated for a moment, where you're like, this is Noma.
You know what? I'm glad that you said that, because I will say the last time I've had an intimate encounter with the red ants that were on those quote-unquote logs was when Chip Caldwell put ants down my pants in first grade, and they stung me buns.
Damn.
Chip Caldwell, the real estate agent?
Chip Caldwell, the archaeologist. He's now an archaeologist. That little motherfucker put ants down my pants.
Wait, Janet, he was an archaeologist. Yesterday, he was, and I'm reading this here, gunned down. So it seems like revenge is best served cold.
I could have timed the story out better. If I thought about it, I would have put a little space between me and the story.
It says here he was killed by a collective of uncle's wives. So yep. The aunts finally caught up to Chip.
Yeah, the uncle's wives opened for the Decemberists when he went to that show.
They certainly did.
Yeah,
uncles groupies, go down, you know? Your wives on a log.
Oh, man. Anyway, tips. I'm going to say ants are very sour. Okay? Is that helpful?
Wow.
If anyone wants to know and feels like maybe I should taste ants, let me let you know. They're just sour.
Would never have guessed that, though. I'm happy to know that, because that wouldn't have been in my top five guesses for how they taste.
Yeah, sour.
I would think they would be like spicy.
Well, red ants, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they were a little zingy, but I would say they were more sour.
I will. I'll have to eat one.
No, that's the whole point.
I will have to eat one now. Adel, did you want to see a scene?
I'm over it.
Oh, thank God.
I found out that guy was gunned down, I think justice has been served.
All we have to do to get out of scenes is talk our way out of them. Well, hey, look, if we're not going to see some scenes, why don't we see another favorite feature on this podcast, a riddle. We'd all like to see
plugs.
Let's go right to plugs. We're going to go right to plugs. No, we're going to do a riddle. I think that this will be fun. Now, we have previously on the show been working our way through some of these Farmer's Almanac riddles, and we have a few more for you today. As is my wont, I will give you the year. So this is a Farmer's Almanac riddle from 1946.
And as per any time, Janet, our fourth host, guests... Janet, you will have 5 minutes before Aaron and I will attempt an answer, where you can try and work it out yourself.
Yes.
Okay, great. I'd love to take the first minute to lick my finger and hold it into the air, because I feel somehow that's what farmers in 1946 did. Like there's some important information gathering going on.
That was their only solution to anything. They're like, let's see.
Yeah.
My wife's mad at me.
Guess the war's over. Wind feels like the war's over.
Yeah. Okay, 1946. Now we've all been transported mentally, so we're ready. Mm-hmm. We're going to nail this riddle.
I got my wasp in a zipper. Sorry. Just getting into character.
Went back too far. That's the 20s.
Oops.
I am not of flesh and blood, yet have I many a bone. No limbs except one leg, and can't stand on that alone. My friends are many and dwell in all lands of the human race, but they poke my poor nose into the mud and shamefully spatter my face. Thrust me into each other's ribs, stick me in gutter and rut.
Is this like Eve's smut to Adam?
I have never a window and never a door, yet I by myself am shut.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is Farmer's Playboy from 1946.
I used to read that for the riddles. It was so good. I didn't
for the riddles. Come on, Jim.
For the riddles. I read for the riddles.
No, I did.
Not for the drawings.
Why are
the
answers stuck together? It's basically I have no bones, but I do have one. No, I have no.
I am not of flesh and blood, yet I have many a bone.
Many a bone.
So typically that would be JPC during the ads.
Who has a phone to pick with someone.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But then it said something about a foot, but it doesn't stand on its own. And then
something about you splatter me with mud and you shove my nose and I
dirt.
Like it.
Is this
something
like a dog
that's alive,
that
like a plant or an animal?
It was like a rake or a hoe?
It is not something that is alive. It is not something that is alive, Aaron. That is a great guess.
A shoe.
We shove its nose into the ground. Right? Is that what I heard?
I think you're training a puppy.
I know.
No, in all lands of the human race, but I'm sorry, that's the end of another thought. But they poke my poor nose into the mud and shamefully spatter my face. Yeah.
And it has bones.
Oh,
all I can think of is like yet a, I have many a bone is bone, 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 bone.
It's like a shovel. It's not like a shovel.
Charles, y'all, in front of his home. We're not wrong. Is it,
like
is it some sort of farm equipment?
Is it not really farm equipment, Aaron? No, it's not really a shovel.
Is it? But is it a tool of some kind?
I would describe this as a tool. I think if you, I think survey 100 people, you know, top answer is going to be tool.
A rake.
Maynard Keenan?
It's not rake a rake. It's not Maynard Keenan.
A hoe. Bones. It's a.
No, it's not a rake or a hoe.
Rake and hoe.
Because these are, this is not a farm implement, and I would consider rake and hoe to be like farm implement.
Okay.
Mm. Next time you're at Rick and Ho, you have to try the mozzarella stick.
Here's what I will say.
But it's so loud.
It's so loud. I will say that I think, my guess is that each one of you probably has one of these.
In our house? In our hair, sir? In our chair.
A power washer.
I think probably.
Oh, mine hasn't come yet, I guess.
Okay, Janet, by the way, I have your address. I can send a power washer to your house, and it will happen. I think we got, let's see, we have...
we each have one.
I have one, two, three... Four, I think I have four of these in my house. If I had to guess, I think I have four.
What?
Wow, four.
And I know this for a fact, one in my car. That has come in handy.
Victorian
xylophones? Wait, now everyone knows what we have in our cars.
Why would I put my nose of my toothbrush, which by the way is not a thing, into the dirt? What
you have to rub your toothbrush into the dirt if it's done something wrong.
That's true.
How do you know it can get your mouth clean if it can't get your mouth dirty first? All right, here we are. One more time. I am not of flesh and blood, yet I have many a bone. No limbs except one leg and can't stand on that alone. My friends are many and dwell in all lands of the human race, but they poke my poor nose into the mud and shamefully spatter my face. Thrust me into each other's ribs, stick me in gutter and rut. I have never a window and never a door, yet I myself am shut. I think this is a good riddle, I will say.
A broom.
Wait, you have three? You have five of these in your house? Is it books?
It's come in handy when I need to look smart when I'm driving.
Absolutely.
When I drive, I just hold up with two hands a copy of Infinite Jest.
reading the dictionary on the highway, looking smug.
Officer, I wasn't speeding, unless you mean speed reading, of course, my dear. I'm going to jail. Okay.
Many a bone. I feel like if we just isolate one part of this, we're being overwhelmed by the trees. Nope. We're being overrun by the forest. We need to see each individual tree. Is it a tree?
Yes. Holy shit, these trees.
I have five trees in my house. My house is fucked.
I'm never.
Is it skeletons in your closet?
I'm always shut.
No, it's not skeletons in my closet.
A hammer.
Is it closets?
Are you just looking into a closet?
A door.
Yeah.
I think this is, remember, this is like a tool. I think this thing is very, it's very useful. This is very useful, but it's also, in my opinion, one of the most like forgotten things like you probably have owned a bunch of these in your life and lost just as many as you've owned.
I have the best follow-up question. This is going to be such a good hint, I feel like, based on Janet's reaction. So if there was sort of a Brave Little Toaster-esque movie made about this object, JBC, what would its voice sound like?
Oh, I love this question.
Honestly, if I had to pick a voice for this object to sound like, it would be like an Englishman who is like seen enough, like
umbrella.
Oh, no.
It's got to be an umbrella.
Yes, it's an umbrella.
Is that real? Is that real?
That is so amazing.
JBC, all I can say, get into voice acting now so that when they do the Pixar Umbrella movie.
Did I say the word umbrella accidentally?
I do want to say.
Honored. I do also want to see a scene, but can I just say the collective IQ of this podcast, which I guess is just one IQ now, rose exponentially. Each one of you, not me, each one of the three of you brought your own gift to that joke. Aaron, had you not had that question, JPC never would have done the voice. And JPC, had you never done the voice, Adel, you wouldn't have somehow fucking immediately known it was an umbrella.
Broken people.
I don't know answers to riddles, but I know my friends.
That's magic.
We got to play charades. Yeah, we got to play charades.
You guys
are going to be so rich, I guess, somewhere.
Somehow.
No, that is amazing.
I do want to see a scene.
I'm so sorry. I just need to say I've never been so overwhelmed that we are sick, like that there's something wrong with us, and also so much like, I love it here. I absolutely love that the question I asked was useful.
That was A Riddle Riddle History, and I was here to watch it, and I feel very blessed right now. Hashtag blessed.
Shocking.
Can't believe that worked.
Let's see, would you
I'll
like
never
to
get
Seattle?
Over it. I'm sorry, Adel. I'm blown away.
Janet, you're like the person who first saw a tree fall in the woods. So like that. So we also needed you, because otherwise.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
Otherwise, yeah.
Would there, well, you would have had Casey, just to point that out. You would have
he's
had just, a different witness.
He's functionally fucking
Casey.
Useless.
He's playing Elden Ring right now.
There he is. Hi, Casey.
I do want to see a scene. So this is, JPC, based on the voice that you did for The Umbrella that led us to the answer, this is going to be, it's not an audition. This is like on set, the actual first scene of a Mary Poppins spinoff where we follow her umbrella. So JPC, you are Mary Poppins' umbrella. Mm-hmm. And then Aaron and Janet, you are two young British children who are first meeting the umbrella as it falls from the sky to help them in their troubled times.
Okay.
I dropped her. Oh, I dropped her.
She's
gone.
Coming from?
Oh, children. Dry your tears. She's gone. I dropped
Where's
her. Oh,
Mary?
God.
Where's Mary Poppins? She was supposed to be back in a minute to take us to a picnic in the park.
Well,
our
you know
parents
what?
Are rubbish, and we need someone to guide us through childhood.
You know what? I don't know where she is, but I can do all that. I feel very confident in doing all that for you children. You know what? Pretty soon, you're not even going to remember the name Mary Poppins.
Oh, Mary, my favorite person. When will she be back, Umbrella?
Yeah, thanks for bringing her up.
Hey, who wants medicine, huh?
Ew, medicine.
Exactly.
Medicine.
With Umbrella in charge, no more medicine, okay? We'll never have to have medicine ever again. Not no spoonful of sugar bullshit. It's no medicine.
Huzzah! But what about my sister Emily's tuberculosis? Surely she should take her medicine for that.
Which one's Emily?
I'm actually not sure.
Is it this one? Is it
it's
this one? Is she Emily?
Pulls on your little umbrella aside. Excuse me, what's with all the hubbub outside? People are gathered around something in the street, screaming and crying.
Well, that's why we ran in here, isn't it, real fast? Because we don't... It don't matter what is happening out in the streets. We're all just going to get our story straight. We've been playing in here for hours.
That's
hours,
not
I
say. True.
No, it is true. You're a child. You don't know time. You don't know.
I'm very uncomfortable taking direction from someone who's clearly from a lower class than I am.
All right, good point. Here's what we'll do. We're going to play a little game. Here's the game. You like games, right? Right?
I think so.
Anything valuable in the house, silver, jewelries, gold, cash, any sort of paper money, let's all gather them. It's like a little hide and seek. We gather them, we tie them in a little bindle to my old umbrella hook, and then I'll be up out of the chimney, and we never. And then you have a little find me game.
Mr. Umbrella. Can you turn it into a song? We love it when Mary Poppins turns it into a song.
Yes, it's wonderful.
I would never hit a child.
Same. Two quick things. One, I just realized Mary Poppins is probably also a kaiju, just like the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah,
and
of course.
And two, at some point, whether it be a Patreon or a main feed, we have to do a whole episode where all we do is we each think of an object, and then we try and do the voice of what that object would sound like, and then everyone else guesses what we think the that
Janet, will
is.
You come back for that one?
We might as well.
I absolutely will, if for no other reason than to once again bear witness on behalf of all the listeners everywhere.
Yeah. Ooh, bear witness. So it's like the movie with Harrison Ford, but a bear in the lead.
Write it down quickly, like Adel, before you forget.
Lucas Haas is a squirrel. Lucas Haas is a squirrel.
All right. We got to do another one. Here. Okay. Here's your next riddle. This one is from Year of Our Lord, My Brother in Christ, 1958. Mm-hmm. There is a thing that nothing is, and yet it has a name. 'Tis sometimes tall and sometimes short. It joins our walks. It joins our sport. And plays at every game.
I know it.
Oh, Aaron knows it.
So like the letter A or something?
Is there a voice that goes along with the answer?
Yeah, can we hear the voice?
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, of course. So this is the voice of the answer. It would sound kind of like
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I am the voice of the answer.
Is it the wind? Feeling like we're getting a hint from our colleague Aaron.
Is it an echo?
Me over here, a hint?
Yes, indeed. Echo, echo, echo.
It's not an echo, but it's similar. You're on the right path, I think, with echo, but it's not really an echo. It is a shadow.
Ooh. I knew it then. Did you like my hint? Mm-hmm. Was that helpful?
Wait, what?
I'd like to see
a scene. You're saying that an audio shadow is an echo. I love it.
Yeah, this makes total sense.
I don't want to learn physics.
That makes some sense. It's like some semblance of sense.
Yeah.
I would like to see a scene. Janet, you are Peter Pan, and Adel, you are Peter Pan's shadow, and you're like having a hard time keeping up. Like, you don't have the same energy that Peter has. So yeah. your work is a lot for you.
Okay.
All righty, second British accent of the day. Let's be off to see the Lost Boys, pal.
Time out. Hey, do you always have to pose with your hands on your hip? Like, do you always have to do a power pose?
Yeah, that's called akimbo. It's a thing.
Akimbo? Listen, you don't age, but I do, okay?
What?
You know how you don't age? You know how you look like a little boy? Is this not something you know? Look here, look in the mirror over there. Let's walk over to the mirror. Walk to the mirror.
Walking to the mirror with a little jump, little spring in my step. Skip over to the mirror.
Oh, my knees.
Looking at a very attractive, impish, somewhat androgynous, loves green and pointy toed shoes. Yes, looking good, buddy.
Yeah, that's you, okay? That's not Tilda Swinton as a child. That's you. And how old are we? You're like 438 years old?
438 years young?
Whatever.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Why is it harder for you? You, my friend, are just a sliver, just a sort of a visual echo, if you will.
Wow.
You don't weigh anything.
Okay,
why are you so tired?
I'm a sliver, huh? Okay. Hey, no, you're good. Hey, turn off the lights, will you?
Peter, do you want to come to the dance competition at sunset?
I'd love to. Can I compete in every possible category?
Yes, of course.
No, Peter, Wendy is going to be the death of us.
Wonderful. Quickly, let's fly across London, and my shadow will play so long it'll cover the entirety of the city.
That's another thing. Hey, Peter, that's another thing. When you fly, I have to walk. You don't see a shadow when you're flying, do you? That's because I have to walk wherever you're going.
You win some, you lose some, friend.
That's... Oh, here comes that big dog. Oh, he's pissing on me. Peter, he's pissing on me.
I'm so sorry, friend.
He's smiling. On the upside,
buddy, isn't that the exact voice you imagined this dog would have?
Scene.
It's a living.
Is the dog's name in Peter Pan Nana, or am I making that up?
Yeah.
No, I think you're right.
I think also...
Does it wear a little hat?
Ooh,
like a little body?
Sounds right.
What am I imagining?
Oh, Nana.
And it's got a big clock in its stomach, right? That's the dog from Peter Pan.
Hook for a paw, yes.
I think that was the first time the name Wendy was ever... It was created by that guy, by Barry.
T.W. Barry. J. Barry.
D.W.S.?
No, Wendy was in the Bible for sure, right?
Nana...
You don't think? Was.
Yeah, Wendy's is in the Bible.
never fresh, never frozen.
Square hamburgers. that's a character from the Bible.
And
Idiot
he said
Wendy's.
Unto them, "Pretzel bun, pub burgers back." No, I think he created the name Wendy. I don't think it existed before.
Isn't
that.
It Gwendolyn? And then you would just say Wendy.
No, I'm sorry, Janet. Oh, God, that would be Gwendy.
You know what? My mistake.
Spider Gwendy.
I apologize. I'm sorry. This little hat?
Yeah, that's a little hat. It was blue in my mind, right?
Apparently, she also served drinks. This is a picture of her carrying a tray of
Saint Bernard?
Appears to be booze. I'm not sure. I haven't seen Peter Pan in a minute.
Well, let's all watch right now during a quick little break. And when we come back, we'll have caught up with what happened in Peter Pan. We'll be right back.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit and the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Hi, Adel and JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're
great.
Both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe. And I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric goo.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when Site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. Improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
It's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace. Ooh. It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, everybody. This is JPC. And
I'm here, too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read. Because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon and a disaster. But we're going to soldier on. We're going to be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy, where you had to drive to an office, never really worked well for me. It's like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume and they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry, I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adil is stuck in a full body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears. And I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds. And it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. And they are so good and smooth. And the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adil wanted was 8 hours of playtime. And now... he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No, no. Remember, there's like noise isolation and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, JPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adil is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyway, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back-to-school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide, plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team, and it looks like the costume
is 20% back on.
Yes, he's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel.
Oh, the crocodile ate Hook.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fucked.
What did you remember had happened instead?
I thought Captain Hook was like had a moment of like, you know what? I'm the villain, I just realized.
Yeah.
And then he like stopped.
Did you know that Peter Pan, that's where the phrase "we hooked up" came from?
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. That can't be interesting. True.
No, it is, yeah. Because originally it meant to have an alligator eat a man.
Did you know that JPC is a liar?
I didn't.
And that, okay, Aaron, keep talking. Keep running your mouth. We're going to hook up.
Oh,
we're going to hook up.
Shoot.
And it's going to be in the alligator way.
I do have a quick question. Peter Pan peanut butter? Why? Like,
great
is there,
question.
Like, why did that get to be a thing?
Because he's
not
a little nutty.
Because
back to 1958 with that riddle.
Is Peter Pan one of those things that's in the public domain, or is it a Disney owned property?
I feel like it's Disney owned.
Okay. But okay.
Then that would mean that they own Peter Pan peanut butter?
I thought it was one of those like weird like public domain characters that just after
is.
So long like just became anyone could use it type of thing.
Well, a lot of people have Googled it before us, so the novel is public domain.
Interesting.
The play
is
copyright.
Okay, hold on.
Until 2023. So if you want to do your Peter Pan play,
we're putting it up
for that
we're
one day.
Up. Next year we're putting it up. We're mounting a production of Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Do you guys know how I love like stage bloopers, like theater bloopers? They're my favorite part about YouTube. I think my favorite one, if I had to pick one, is the Peter Pan one where they pull the wrong rope. You know what I'm talking about? And the girl gets scared. I love it so much. So much goes wrong in such a short amount of time. But my favorite part is when they pull the wrong rope and the girl who's pretending to sleep in the bed goes flying instead of Peter.
Will you send that to us?
Yes, I will.
There's a This American Life episode called Fiasco that has the best, have you know this, that has the best story about Peter Pan.
For sure, one of my favorite episodes of This American
Life.
Oh,
it's so good.
I think it's a separate occasion that this video is. Isn't that so crazy?
Makes sense though, because you're that does seem like it's one of those plays that's like it just is in the canon and everyone does it, but it's like it seems like no one thinks about how complicated it is to make people fly until they've already decided to do it and announced it and cast it.
Yeah, especially kids running like thick wire, pulleys. Yeah,
in a hot theater.
Like it can only go
wrong. Not a union make. I think my favorite one I've seen is it's like a Wizard of Oz production. And Dorothy's like, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. And the there's a real dog playing Toto, and it runs and just falls off stage. It's like I mean, the dog was fine, thank God. But it's like an 8-foot drop off the stage, and everyone just gasps. It's very funny.
I think about that all the time, because you have these professional, like Peter Pan being put on by a professional theater with people whose job it is to, you know, do things safely and whatnot. And then like high schools are like, we're going to do Peter Pan. I remember my junior year, we did Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark at my high school. And I think like 11 kids died in the production.
Did you know that JPC is a liar?
I do think it's interesting that you brought up Spider-Man, because that is the natural go-to. It's like, but wait, there's a grown-up version of Peter Pan that is Spider-Man that actually was like couldn't be produced on Broadway for the exact
disasters.
Same reason.
Y'all ever get high and watch YouTube videos but what went wrong with that Spider-Man musical?
I can't recommend it enough. I haven't read it yet, but I bought a book that basically describes the whole shit show that was that production.
I love it.
Okay, here you go. Speaking of shit shows, here's your next riddle from 1968, okay?
Mm. Now we're getting groovy. Imagine the farmer nude, long hair.
Would suck.
We're only growing weed beans, man. Okay, here we go. Let those who have skill to make clear now try to discover my name. Four brothers I have, and the fifth I appear, but our age is exactly the same.
Alec Baldwin.
It's got a surprising amount of brothers. A surprising amount of brothers. Yet I to their stature shall never attain, though as fast as them always I grow, but nature I'm destined a dwarf to remain. So my riddle you'll easily know.
Is this like a compass or something where it's like northeast, southwest is its brothers or something? Or it's,
that's good, no. But it's no, it is not okay. A compass.
It's going to stay small even though its brothers get bigger.
Yep. It's always going to be, yet to their stature shall never attain.
Mm-hmm. And but did they also say I am inside one of my brothers? There was some kind of weird meta.
And that's fine.
There's like happening
and that's
there.
Fine.
It's eerie.
Janet, if that was said, it was a Freudian slip on my part.
I thought it said like I appear in my brothers.
Yeah.
Yet I
so
am
four
one.
Brothers.
House Targaryen.
Four brothers I have, and the fifth I appear.
There you go.
I think it just means that it has four crazy. Brothers. Yeah, I think it's just a complicated way of saying that.
In the fifth, I appear.
What's something that's
and,
one of five?
And the fifth, I appear.
And the fifth,
one
I appear.
Five.
Oh, one it's one of five. Yes, one of five.
Toes, fingers, your tiny pinky toe.
Yay!
Janet, you have that's nailed it.
Thumb or the pinky toe?
It is the tiny little toe. It says the little toe, but I would call that the pinky toe.
And as the winner, it is my right to ask to hear the voice of the pinky toe, JPC, if you would.
More supper, please. Oh, hold on, I can do this better.
More supper, please. Hold on, I can do this better.
More supper, please.
There you go. There's your pinky
what
toe.
A hungry
that
little toe.
I know.
Well, JPC, keep that voice modulator on because I want to see a scene where you're the pinky toe, Adel, you're the ring finger, and Janet, you're the middle finger.
Oh, I don't know. Did anyone see what I'm wearing today? What's around my waist? Jealous?
Fuck you!
He proposed.
I'm the middle.
I know you are middle finger.
Congratulations. Wow. How
Thank
cool
you.
For
That's
you.
What I
you're
going
to get another, you're going to get a lot of
Thank
attention.
You.
Everyone's going to think you're great. You're not even going to have to like do anything specific because the thing's mm-hmm. on you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know if I should wear it in the front or the back. Hey, can you see this down there? Yoo-hoo.
Me? Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Can you
see what I'm wearing?
I have nothing to wear.
Don't
it
condescend.
Looks so beautiful. It looks so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? You'll never wear one of these.
Oh, yes. I don't really have... You have knuckles, and I don't really think I have that. I'm kind of just... I feel like I'm kind of just like one piece.
Now, listen,
yeah.
buddy.
Aww.
First of all, little sweetie, I gotta tell you something. You are cute as a button. Don't ever change. And I will tell you something else. You absolutely can wear a ring. You absolutely can get some of that. We gotta join the mafia, okay? Pinky rings,
so.
Very popular with the gentlemen in the mafia. Very popular. You're gonna be great.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, the other day I had barbecue sauce on me for 24 hours. I'm one of the least thought about things. Don't have any trouble for old me.
Hey guys, what are you talking about? It's me, Thumb. Can I get out
of here? You think
Fuck
you're so
you.
Cool. Fuck off. Help me out here, guys. Fuck off.
Fuck. I can't do it.
Yeah, good job.
Thumb, you can be a part of this too. Look, I was once just like Thumb, okay? I was longing to be a part of something and you welcomed me with open joints.
Don't talk
Please.
About it, sing about it.
I would never hit a child.
What?
Okay, here's the thing that happened that people who can't see wouldn't know. And I know it's an optical illusion, but I swear to God, I felt like JPC's image grew smaller while he was doing that voice.
It was like
it
the Grinch's
like he
heart.
Was shrunk down.
And his cheeks got rosier and he was holding a big little lollipop.
Yes. That was crazy. I was
and
like, I'm having trouble concentrating.
Jar.
He's getting smaller.
Just shrinking into
that
my zone.
So cute.
Okay, well, speaking of me being cute, let's do another riddle. Here we go. This is from an old farmer's almanac from 1862.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, that's too old.
It's very old.
It is too old.
I am a singular creature. Pray tell me my name.
Oh, they had cell phones back then. And let's roll again.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I am a singular creature. Pray tell me my name. I partake of my countrymen's glory and fame. I daily am old. I daily am new. I am praised. I am blamed. I am false. I am true. I'm the talk of the nation while I'm in my prime, but forgotten when once I've outlasted my time. In the morning, no miss is more courted than I. In the evening, you see me thrown carelessly by. Take warning, ye fair. I, like you, have my day. But alas, you, like me, must grow old and decay.
Is this a banana.
Like,
a,
like
the
First Amendment?
We have a banana, the First Amendment, and the news.
Okay,
so it
sounds Huey.
I was going to say, one of you got it right.
Wait, let's hear the voice. Let's hear the voice.
The voice. Okay, this is the voice of this thing. Yes. Well, oh, yes. Okay.
It's a newspaper. Yes. It's a newspaper.
Clearly a banana.
Clearly a banana. Now, GBC, would you do what you, if it was a banana, how would the voice sound?
This is a banana? Okay. Oh, boy! It's time to have a little potassium!
Kill it. Kill it.
And, kill it. Kill it.
What would the First Amendment sound like?
What would the First Amendment sound like?
Yeah.
Nailed okay. it. Nailed it.
I'm really good at this game. I
you
wonder
really
if there
are.
Is a way for me to pivot this into something.
But can you sing about it?
I would never hit a child.
If that's the first lyric of your song, clearly you would.
Okay.
It's top of mind, yeah.
He thinks the First Amendment don't protest too much.
Okay, so here the we news. Because that's, that's what they had back then. Yeah, that's
they
what
the
they
news.
Had
Both
going
old
on.
And new.
Not going to be a TV. Mm. Not going to be a radio.
I'd like to see a scene.
You write riddles about the news.
Yep.
Adel and Janet, you are two neighbors in the 1800s. And
But we're not British, right?
No, you're not British. Don't worry. You're normal neighbors. Normal, not British.
Normal.
Not that normal. British people are. No, oh, God,
wow.
Help me.
So Norwegian, just to be clear, just to keeping tally, Norwegians are dirty little animals. And
Brits are not normal.
Okay, got it.
So you are two neighbors in the 1800s. And you are gossiping and getting news about the world in your town from each other.
Oh, forsooth, dawn morning, Janet.
Hey, Wilson, how's it going?
Good. I'm taking a class on language.
I can tell you sound very fancy indeed.
Did Dieth hear that...
Ooh.
Melissa Williams, upon last eve, did shrink herself down to the size of a thimble, and did walketh through Mr. Thurston's doorknob, in which once inside, she did mess about his pots and pans?
That really happened? That's an extraordinary piece of gossip.
That's what Ty heard.
It seems very fleshed out. Like, I'm curious if it started out as a realistic story and then turned into Melissa shrinking herself down to the size of a thimble. I don't even think a thimble could get through. Would you say a thimble could go through a keyhole? Is that what you said?
A small thimble.
Like, how small? Not that small.
Wait, are you saying something happened where one person doth did say something, another person upon them did hear it,
yes.
They did relay that to thine another ear, they did misinterpret, and so forth and thus on?
Like
what
the canon string game. Like the fun, beloved canon string game.
Yes,
Daddy.
Canon string. Oh.
Daddy, I have another piece of gossip for you. I heard another very interesting story.
Oh, what did thine hear?
So when it was time for me to take a bath,
okay.
all the water came out of the bathtub, and then it went into the ocean, and I got sucked into the ocean, and then I took a bath in the ocean, and then a fish swam up to me, and I made friends with the fish, and I can speak to the fish, and we made plans to meet again later.
Janet, thy carries more news.
Okay, all right.
My son did take thine bath, and upon thy
placement... He took my bath?
Listen, I'm taking a language class.
Maybe I'm taking this too literally.
Work with thy...
great.
Upon thine bath,
yes.
He did get sucketh down
yes.
into the ocean. A yes. fish swallowed him whole. Mm-hmm. He spent 60 days and 60 nights inside thine fish, mm-hmm. upon which he built a boat in the morn. He sailed out the fish's mouth into the space and time above us all, and in the sky he did explode into a constellation. So now, when night doth fall, the man holding an arrow and bow made from the parts of a ship, that is my son.
I actually heard almost all of that story, and then it sounds to me, based on what I was told by your son, that you just bullshitted through the last little piece of that. I don't think some of that sounded like it was made up on the spot, and that's how canon string works.
You know what, Janet? I've realized that gossip in this town is a one-way street. I give you all the gossip every day, and all you do is give me notes on my gossip. What did you do yesterday? What did you hear?
Listen to me. You know what they say about gossip. Gossip is poison that you sip.
Oh.
That you put the sip in gossip.
Oh, gossip everywhere and not a drop to drink.
Thank you. And that's why you shouldn't gossip.
Oh.
Also, your house has been sold out from underneath you by your son. He is an
imp. What?
You are. You no longer have a home. He is so funny.
Oh. Well, at least I don't call my dog my daughter.
Are you talking about Nana?
Yeah.
How dare you?
You put a little hat on a dog?
How dare you, sir?
Oh, here comes the mayor. Mayor? Mayor?
Yes?
Oh, what sorry. What is that here today? Why are you sorry?
My voice, I didn't mean to do that so aggressively with my voice in a way that it would hurt. Well, I heard that there's two neighbors who gossip a lot, and one of them exaggerates and gets a lot wrong, and the I remember who I heard this about.
Like,
backs away slowly. Goodbye.
The scene.
Oh, Mayor, I told you that in confidence. All right, we have time. We trust me, we have time to do one more of these riddles. This is from a farmer's almanac from 1948, okay? Small though I am, greatest orations I achieve, and oft the wisest of mankind deceive. Patriots and lawgivers, by me their sway, maintain and lead the nation to obey. Mine are those gifts and mine those powers refined, which from the brute distinguish humankind. I give new pleasures when the song goes round, and charm the hearers with melodious sound.
Like a guitar string,
like
or
a human voice, or
it's like a guitar string. It's like the human voice, but it's neither of those things.
It's music.
It's like a thumbs up.
It's not,
piano.
You're getting farther afield.
High five.
Do the voice. Do the fucking voice. Dance.
It's not a piano.
It's not a piano. It's not a piano. It's not a thumbs up or a high five.
A radio. A megaphone.
No. We're getting. I think
the RCA dog. Okay.
Farther afield.
My master's voice. His master's voice. Something.
From 1948, it was the RCA dog. Okay, this is the voice of the thing. Okay, give me one second. Oh man, this is. By the way, my toughest challenge yet to do the voice of this thing.
Well, take all the time you need because we're going to cut that last scene that we did where we're the gossipy neighbors. So there you have plenty of time.
Okay, here we go.
An actor prepares.
Well, this is my voice. I am using my voice.
A torn umbrella.
It's a torn umbrella. It's not a torn umbrella.
A melting JPC.
Yeah, let's deconstruct it a little. It was a flappy voice.
Yes. Yes. A lot of air.
A kite.
A loose condom.
A bagpipe.
An ego. A bagpipe's ego. Bagpipe's ego also open for the Decemberists.
I feel like it's this thing where they're like, yeah, let's go see the alchemist. He always turns the simple materials into gold. And you get to the alchemist's house and he's like, well, I'm out of the trick that I usually do. This whole thing is based on a lie. It doesn't work. Basically, what I'm saying is we had a fluke and it doesn't work.
Is it a bubble? Is it a piece of gum?
A bubble?
Okay.
A bubble sways...
We're getting farther. All right.
I don't know.
Small though I am, great orations I achieve, and oft the wisest of mankind deceive. Patriots and lawgivers by me their sway, maintain and lead the nation to obey. Mine are those gifts, and mine those powers refined, which from the brute distinguish humankind. I give new pleasures when the song goes round, and charm the hearers with melodious sound.
Manners.
A name.
Manners. The song.
It's not the song Manners.
It's like a harmonica.
It's a great song.
From Cats, yeah.
The thing that separates brutes from sophisticates is a harmonica.
Which from the brute distinguish humankind. Now, here's the thing that I would say with this is that I think the answer to this riddle is not like if you're thinking of like the brute as like an animal, yeah. Animals have this as well. So it's okay. Not unique. This is not unique to humans. I think that's a bad part of this riddle.
Adam's gotcha. Apple.
No. No, it's not an Adam's apple.
Pinky ring. It's got to be a callback to something we've already talked about.
That's the rule. That's the rule for comedy. It's not the rule for riddles.
Circle.
I think the easiest, the one that I think is patriots and lawgivers give me their sway, maintain and lead the nation to obey.
Tongue?
By me, Adel, it is a tongue.
Can we hear that voice again?
That's my voice.
That's a tongue.
The voice of a tongue. Gets in its own way. The tongue gets in its own way. It all makes sense now.
The voice of a tongue is the hardest voice to do because the tongue is the voice.
No, you're right.
It's great.
You're right.
Oh, God.
I'm mostly feeling embarrassed, like a big sense of shame over here that I didn't realize it was a tongue.
Yeah, it is tough. And I don't advise you at home to do the tongue voice. The tongue voice is hard to execute.
Seems like you could hurt your own tongue by doing the tongue voice.
Yes.
Can I say something? You say don't do the tongue voice. The tongue voice is hard to do. Never do the tongue voice. It's impossible. I think the tongue voice is just Fedora's plump. I think I've been doing the tongue voice. And
I think of him as the jowl voice.
Yeah.
Oh, good call.
There's a lot of air in the jowl. You got to have jowls.
What kind of pizza do you have on the menu today? Is sauerkraut a possibility?
Yay.
I'm hearing the jowls. I'm not.
This is a man who breathes through his jowls somehow.
Plump has gills.
Yes.
Tell your friends.
It's canon.
But Aaron did say that there might be a fourth host, and I do want to submit my audition tape for Flodorius Plump's cousin. Let's see. Clitorius Clomp.
Clitorius Clomp. Clomp is not...
Clitorius Clomp. His name is Clitorius and he talks like a tongue. This is Clitorius Clomp here. Talking like a tongue. Just spit all over my mic and computer screen. Don't want to do this character anymore. We'll have to clean that up later.
Fair enough.
Look, we've reached it. We've reached the inevitable point of the show. It's everyone's favorite segment. It's the segment that Adel teased a little earlier in the podcast that we get to do in earnest now. And that is a segment we call Plugs. This is where we get to talk about anything that we have upcoming that we're very excited about. And guest of honor, we'll start with you, Janet. Janet, is there anything that you would like to find folks out there in Hayward over at Land to know about?
Well, I mean, I'd love to plug Halloween. If you feel like you're too old to wear a costume, I want you to know that there are people everywhere every day who are wearing costumes who are older than you. You absolutely should celebrate it however means you see fit. Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween. I know it's a couple weeks away. Happy Halloween.
You are so right.
I want to be the first to wish you happy Halloween. I want to be the first person to wish each and every one of you a happy Halloween.
Aww. Wow.
Yeah.
I think that you are so right. I mean, the businessman wearing his freaking suit to work.
Yeah.
That's a costume.
That's
okay.
Right.
That's a costume.
The nurse wearing their scrubs, I'm so sure.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hiding behind those life-saving scrubs?
It's costume.
I guess
absolute
it's not the scrubs
costume.
That save lives. That's probably rude. That came out wrong.
Yeah, you're right. It's the doctors. The nurses don't save lives. I think that they hand the scalpel and stuff like that, right? I mean, that's what Janet's saying. Janet's saying that nursing is not a real profession.
Yeah. I'm saying that the TV show Scrubs has saved lives because
Norwegians,
yes.
English,
uh-huh.
Okay.
Nurses, we're getting, if we haven't got you yet, hang on to the end of the episode. Yeah. We're trying to work our way through everybody. Everybody gets one. Nobody's safe.
It's like Spider-Man. Everybody gets one.
Hey, we're in a little shock jock segment. Nobody's safe. Everybody's at risk.
Nick Nolte showed up for the podcast.
Is there going to be another 48 hours, Nick?
Speaking of another 48 hours, we can't take that long with plugs. Adel, do you have anything that you would like people to know about?
Yes. One is Hello from the Magic Tavern, the podcast that shall not be named, is going to be doing some upcoming live shows. We'll be at the Bell House in New York City on Friday, October 14th. So please come see us then. We will also be, by now, it should be announced. And if it's not, this will be the announcement. We're also going to be in Chicago at Talia Hall on Saturday, December 17th, just in time for the holidays. And I believe we're going to be doing a holiday show. So please check those out. You can go to hellofromthemagictavern.com. for more info and tickets. And also, number two, like Janet was saying, have a great Halloween. Maybe 8 years ago, I went as Abraham Lincoln, and that was a fun costume. A lot of people like that. So if you're trying to think of something, just do that. All you need is a hat, a beard, and a little card that says Abraham Lincoln. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
Yes, I think it's this week. I'm on this week's Comedy Bang Bang episode. And I was very nervous to go on. It's the first time and maybe last time I'll ever be on the show. So if you want to listen to that and make to be sweet, that would be so nice. I also want to plug Sitcom D&D always. You can find that wherever you find podcasts. And then the last thing I'd like to plug is every Wednesday from now until, I don't know, forever, Chicago comedians in LA are hosting a show. And each week it's hosted by a different improv team. And Wet Bus hosts the second Wednesday of the month. But I'll be, I think, mostly at every single show. I'll be around either performing or hanging out. And it's at the Yard Theater. It's called Chillax Comedy. And you can follow me on Instagram if you want to know more about that. JPC, do you want to read a sweet little 5-star review of the show?
I would love to read a 5-star review of the show. This one we have is coming from, I want to say, Nargle Owl. And it says, I heard JPC is reading reviews. I dedicate this review to my collie puppy, Margot, pronounced Margot. Okay, then why did you spell it Margot, stupid? Anyway, who listens to the podcast with me? Hey, Margot, you're a good girl. How you doing, Margot? Do you want to go outside? Do you want to go to the dog park? Good girl, Margot, good girl. I got you something. Do you want some cheese? I got some cheese. Hopefully you read this on air. Margot has the zoomies by now and is going bonkers. I love the show. Thank you for making me laugh every week. Thank you, Nargle Owl. And as always, if you want to get your review featured on the show, just leave a 5-star review on Apple iTunes, and it may be one of the lucky ones that I pick to read to your dog.
And speaking of 5-star reviews, Aaron, I don't know if you saw in the night sky, there seems to be a lot of stars shining a little brighter than normal. And I think because currently Jupiter's the closest it'll ever be. What's the planet I just said?
Adel, I don't want to say it, because if I say it, then Janet will leave.
Well, think of Janet Varney as Planet Varney, and you can only send her home by saying the name
don't
of the planet.
Planet Varney.
Fine. Jupiter runs up to my room, throws myself down on my bed.
Aaron, no. Bye for everyone. Aaron, no.
Margo, go up there and cheer up Aaron. Margo, you have a voice. Let me hear you, Margo.
Hello, I'm Margot, and I demand to be taken seriously.
That tracks.
Yeah. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Christians and Andersons. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another edition of our Hans Christian Andersen stories. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. And you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.